Congratulations to the latest Rochester Business Journal Fast Start, Melissa Griffo. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, guys.
The owner of Revolution Studio and Wellness Bar.
Yes.
Now, another entrepreneur in our midst here. There's certainly many that are entrepreneurs for this Rochester Business Journal Fast Start. But let's hear your story. How did you get to where you were? Let's start at the beginning. Always a good place.
The beginning is I had a lot of people tell me no.
Okay.
I had a lot of people say that. I had someone once tell me that an idea of a pay what you can yoga studio was really cute. It's like, wow, that was a little mansplaining there. Or I get the head tilts like, oh, I don't think that will work. Thank you anyway.
Let's explain the concept then.
So the concept is we are a pay what you can yoga studio. And what that means is exactly what it is you pay what you can when you come to class. There are other options. Yeah. So there's passes and there's memberships. But the idea is that there is nobody left unable to take a class or unable to have an experience in a yoga room. So
I've got to say that's really amazing just because I personally have not signed up for yoga. I've been putting it off for like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, maybe even because of that exact thing. Because like I look at memberships at these places around town and they're so expensive. And I'm like, what if I don't like it? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like stuck and I'm roped in. And
yeah,
it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And I think too that people that may need it most, people that work three jobs to pay their rent and have a car payment, like, I don't think a self-care regimen should be denied to them because they have real things that they need to sustain a lifestyle.
Totally.
And that it shouldn't be considered a luxury. And unfortunately, the way it's commoditized, it is. We put it on this pedestal that, you know, self-care is like getting yourself a mani-pedi and taking a real expensive class. And that does not, I don't believe that that needs to be the case. So
how did this idea come about? Because again, it is, you know, you got the tilt head from a lot of people. Because it's not something you hear about often where it's a kind of a pay what you can for not just this, but for really anything.
Well, I worked for I worked for Breathe Yoga for a long time. And that's where I started teaching. And I really enjoyed it there. They created such a beautiful community and it was, it happened to be a community where I would receive a lot of feedback that people enjoyed it and they couldn't afford it or they'd come once, they'd say it was amazing. Then they'd be like, but you're probably never going to see me again.
Ugh.
And that gets really disheartening hearing that over and over and over. And so I just began to think like, what if we could have a space? Maybe it's outlandish, but you know, and what's also amazing is there are studios out there that I believe that are trying to reach people who economically could use the break.
Right.
They have a donation class here or a free class there. And it also isn't sustainable for people that want to actually continue a practice and work it into their wellness routine as a necessity and not an option.
Well, for a lot of people, yoga really does become a lifestyle where you're doing it. You might get up and do it every single morning by yourself once you kind of know the routine, and then you're going to a classes, you know, a few times a week. So it's not something that you want to be doing every 3 weeks. Like you want to get into a routine.
Yeah. And I think what tends to happen is the lifestyle that we see gets morphed into like the lifestyle of what kind of pants you're wearing or the lifestyle of, you know, what sports bra you're rocking.
The fanciest it's like, mat. Yeah.
I don't care what you're wearing on your boobs. Like, I care that you're able to show up every day and feel really good in your body and in your headspace.
Yeah.
Because if you can't operate from a clear space, like, how are you able to contribute to anything else that you do? It's just not possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you contribute really lousy because you can't rein it in and you don't have an outlet that's accessible economically.
Yeah.
Now, there are many people out there who make observations along those lines where they see some sort of wrong that they thought, well, if we did this, we could right it. But there are very few people that take action and follow that path. And you decided to take action. What was the process there? What was that like?
The process was a lot of people telling me no.
Yeah.
the process was people looking at me like I had three heads. And it just felt like for a long time it was a lot of roadblocks. So we're our 6-month birthday is coming up in a couple weeks.
Congratulations. Nice.
Thank you. And so we opened in January, and it was like a year and a half long process of looking for space and and that whole end of what that looks like, that, you know, you have mostly elder males looking at you going, and, you know, and I'm not too shy to ask for help. So, you know, what are you willing to do for me for me to be in your space? And the answer repeatedly was nothing. It's like, okay. So it was a lot of no's, you know, okay, so this is not the fit for me. And I started with a business partner who I'm still very close with and who's amazing. But as we kept hearing no over and over finally, at one point, she sits me down. She's like, I love you so much. And I think that this is great. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not meant to be. And I don't think that I can do it. And I was like, Snickers, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm alone. So what does that mean?
Right. Then you start thinking, am I crazy? Is this idea crazy?
Yeah, so then it's like doing a lot of crying and eating a lot of Ben and Jerry's. Like, okay, so
there was a breakup. I mean,
It was, and I'm like, I'm bananas. And, you know, then, and that was a week. It was a week of total wallowing.
Yeah.
And then there has to be a space where something just kept saying, no, there's something here. There's something here. There's something here. So a week after wallowing, I got a real estate broker. I was like, I need help. I don't know. I can't find a space. Yeah. No one will give me the time of day. They all look at me and tell me my idea is cute. Like, I just can't. And so
now, just to interrupt, are these investors that are telling you it's...
No, these are either bankers or real estate brokers. Not real estate brokers, owners of buildings, landlords.
That's so bizarre to me, though. If you're paying the rent, what do they care?
That's a great question.
Right? Like, my first thing would be, what do you care if you're getting paid every month?
That was a big question many of the times. And And then it felt like it wasn't a battle that was worth dying on the hill for. So I didn't. And I'm like, you're obviously not a fit for me. So
which is important too, that they're gonna also believe in it as much as you are.
I mean, they have to be a supporter, because whether or not we like it, we're in relationship with each other. Mm-hmm. And me being successful makes them successful. Yeah. Otherwise, I can close and they don't get rent. Yeah. And so it's got to be a mutually beneficial relationship.
Right.
So a week after that of the wallow and the excessive ice cream, I hired a broker. 2 weeks later, he found this space. He's like, I'm not sure if you're going to like it. I tried to find something. He's like, but let's just give it a go. And I went in, and it was the perfect spot. The landlord was amazing.
Yeah.
He worked with me and was phenomenal.
Like, the
and
heavens
still
opened
is.
And the light came down.
It was, but it's like hitting so many roadblocks to get there and knowing that something just pivotal had to change for like the whole trajectory to change. Yeah. And then it went so fast. Like, 3 weeks after that, we signed a lease, and 3 months later, we were open.
Well, it just goes to show how quickly things can change. And
when they fall into place.
Yeah, and that, you know what?
And how long it can go wrong before that happens.
Well, right, and it's always darkest before dawn. Yes. I mean, you were about to, your friend had bowed out, and it sounds like you were about to give up, and then... You're like, no, I can't, not
but this
yet.
This is, you hear this story from so many successful people of how much they went through before they got to where they wanted to be, how many no's they heard, how many bad interactions they had, how many doubters that were out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People that seem like an overnight success usually work to like 10, 20 years.
Sure,
my God, it's so not true. Yeah. And we are in such a society of like the insta-famous that it drives me bananas.
Yeah.
It's like half that's not true. And the other half took so long before you see that picture or video. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. Well, people aren't posting their struggles usually on Instagram or on social media. So nobody saw you
I didn't post a picture of me like shoveling chubby hubby while I'm crying in my chair.
Yeah.
It's like that meme of Will Ferrell drinking the wine. I did not post that. Well, I probably should have.
Found your spot. Yes. You got up and running. It's been 6 months.
Yeah.
How has that felt?
It's felt like I'm in the exact place that I should be.
That's awesome.
And the response has been amazing.
The response has been great, and it is so reaffirming that what I was hoping to do is landing with people mm-hmm. one person at a time. And it's doing what I had hoped I would be able to do.
Yeah.
And not just giving the ability for people to practice that could use it and don't necessarily always have mm-hmm. access, but we also carry like a really small amount of local retail, all by women-owned business owners.
Nice.
So it's just this also space to be able to elevate other voices and other people trying to do their thing mm-hmm. and like give them a platform to be seen and to be heard. And
yeah.
For people to know that they're out there too. Like
yeah.
They've got their Ben and Jerry's moments. And
right.
like
right.
we're gonna continue to support other totally. People doing things.
Now that is the thing. That if you had explained that, if you had this in hindsight, you could explain it to those people that kept telling you, all those business owners. Like, listen, it's not a normal business model. It's more of, I know it's a yoga studio, so like a movement, no pun intended.
Yeah.
But that's really what it is. It's a movement.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it isn't easy to explain to someone. And I think at the time, I couldn't even explain it yeah. to myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you have like the kernel of an idea or you know what you want to achieve, sort of. But not exactly how it's going to unfold yes. and what it's going to look like. And yeah. And you kind of figure it
like
out
an
along
essence.
The way. Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Something struck us, Corey, actually,
oh, yeah.
that
well, yes.
when you emailed her, right? Mm-hmm.
So when I emailed you, we found this very interesting.
Oh,
I got the bounce back message. And I initially thought to myself, oh, she must be on vacation. And then I read it, and I'll paraphrase, but it was something along the lines of, my studio hours are from Monday, whatever the time is, and Friday, whatever the time is. This is when I read and respond to emails. And the feeling that I had when I read that, I'm going to be honest with you, was extreme jealousy.
Extreme I'm like,
I
envy.
How many of us yeah. are just tied to these phones and
yeah,
your
right.
email is just
yep.
blah, 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 blah. It's in your face.
I have an email right now. A new email just came in as we're doing this.
And
yeah.
I thought and I thought to myself, that must be so freeing and amazing. And you're
yeah.
laughing right now.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
Yeah.
It came from a space of also going home at night and just crying, like, I can't keep up with mm-hmm. emails. Like,
yes.
I cannot. It's just, and I have two mailboxes for just the studio.
Ugh.
Because I have a personal and then I have like an info email.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I have my own personal
yeah.
email.
Right.
You know, I got a Gmail.
Right.
And to manage them all and having it was just, I remember one day I showed up to the studio and a student was there and it's someone I know well.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling her this. I'm like, I feel like I can't respond fast enough. And she
yeah.
goes, my friend in California only responds to emails once a week. And I'm like, well, how in the frick does she do that?
Right, right.
And she's like, she does this thing where she sets boundaries.
Well, it's which we talk about this on the show, yeah. though, Corey. We talk about how Corey's a yes man.
Yeah.
Corey is tragically a yes man.
Well,
I'm more of a no person in that
yeah.
I'm comfortable saying no and like, yeah, setting
but,
boundaries.
Like, for
but
me,
for email.
For me, the majority of my success was all because of just be there, say yes.
Yes.
You're the one to be counted on. So that's how, I worked up through the ranks.
Yes.
And then once you get to a level of success, you don't necessarily have to say yes to everything anymore. But that's hard for people sometimes to do.
It's so hard. And I think what happened was because there was so many things coming in, and I couldn't keep up
mm-hmm.
and I was doing it so not, I wasn't just checking emails. I'm checking emails and like cleaning a fridge
right.
and then like getting ready to go teach a class and, designing my yoga schedule.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing like eight things at mm-hmm. once and I'm not really paying attention to what I'm doing.
Right.
So many things fell through the cracks.
Ugh.
And so it's like, if I can just set the expectation, one of my very good friends always tells me, like, clear is kind. If I'm clear and
yeah.
I say, like, on these 2 days, this is where I'm going to get back to you, and the expectation is set,
yeah.
then they know. On those 2 days, I'm going to get back to you. And if it's urgent, they can call me
right.
because
right.
my phone number
like,
is
I was
there.
Really impatient, and I called her, and I saw
the
interview.
Really?
And I called you right back.
Yeah,
oh, jeez.
But it's that, and
but
it is kind of urgent.
If it's not pressing, then you're
but
right.
But it's not pressing, and I do get back, but at least it gives them an opportunity
yeah.
to, like, know when
yeah.
it's coming, and I'm not leaving them waiting
mm-hmm.
for a
right.
week going, well, maybe I should send him another email. Maybe they didn't, you know, maybe she didn't receive
the mystery
it.
Is
there's
gone.
No mystery.
It comes down to the expectation, right? And, and the expectation that we have just as societally is, well, people respond to their emails all the time right away. So then you're right. If you didn't have that bounce back. I don't think this would be as successful of a strategy as it is, but the bounce back is the key.
Yeah. So that's been really helpful. And again, that was a suggestion from someone. And I said, yes, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And it's made my life 100% easier.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Because there is a freedom.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you said too that you were doing it while doing other things. So the whole idea of multitasking, as much as it's thrown around and as much as people think it's like a great skill to have, it's a myth. Multitasking is not possible. You literally can't do more than one task at a time.
You're not going to do them well.
It's
exceptional. It's not going to be great.
So what it is it's called microtasking, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're going from, I'm doing this. Yes, it's much more difficult to be really good at what you're doing if you're stretched so thin that you're doing a million things at once. If you focus and just dedicate the time to X and put full attention on X, then that's going to be really good.
Right.
So I'm sure you go through it quicker.
So many times I would draft an email and I'd be halfway through it and I'd never send it.
Yeah.
Because I'd be half doing it. So that happened. Like, that's one of the things that would like fall through the cracks. Right. I'd have like 5 open drafts at the bottom of my computer.
Oh my God.
Totally.
Totally.
I was supposed to do that. Yeah. I didn't hit send.
Yeah.
So it's like this. It's the only time I focus, and I focus, and I spell everything right, and I, you know, I use complete sentences, and it seems like so far it's working.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned a lot.
That's hysterical.
We had to bring that up.
I totally.
We talked about it on the air this week, actually, to be honest.
We did. No, because we're so jealous. Like, we both wish that we could do that, but I honestly don't know what...
It comes back to expectation, right?
Yeah,
and it's one thing if the expectation is from someone who's a prospective client or they're interested in the practice, they're probably a little more patient than, say, the boss is breathing down your neck asking for this at this time. So,
Again,
very jealous of you. But let's give a quick plug, of course, for Revolution Studio and Wellness Bar, where people can find out more.
We are in the Monroe Village neighborhood. So we are right on Monroe Avenue. We've got some great landmarks that you can find us. The Rent-A-Center is on the corner next door to us.
Right.
We are across the street from a 7-Eleven, and we are adjacent to McDonald's.
Boom.
So
if you
can find those three things, you will find
us. Everyone knows that McDonald's because it's the only one that's open 24/7, I think.
That is true.
Everyone knows that McDonald's.
So we are in a large brick building where the old park bench pub is, and they're actually opening a new bar there, so that's very exciting.
I'm sure.
And Vula's Greek Suites, if anyone knows that business, they are an amazing female-owned Greek restaurant that is below us. So she's been there 7 years.
Okay.
But we're almost on the corner of where we run between Meg's and Avril on Monroe, and we're on the second floor.
Nice.
Yeah. So you got to walk some stairs to get there.
Are you on social media? I assume Instagram.
We are. We're on Instagram as at Revolution Studio Wellness.
Okay.
We're also on Facebook.
What hours do you check your Facebook messages?
I check my Facebook messages a lot more than I check my email.
There's the secret. Well, thanks for coming in. Melissa Griffo, owner of the Revolution Studios and Wellness Bar.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Appreciate it.